Without LifeLock, fixing identity theft on your own sounds a lot like this.
There are 77 callers ahead of you.
That's why LifeLock has experts who make the endless calls if your identity is stolen so you won't have to, and restores your identity backed by up to $3 million in coverage.
There are 73 callers ahead of you.
Don't leave your identity in limbo. Get LifeLock. Save up to 30% your first year at LifeLock.com/podcast. Terms apply.
All right, let's get to that beef segment. I'll even start you off with one. My beef, it's freaking September. The good news is we have football. The bad news is it's freaking September. And I would say, how the hell did that happen? But I know how that happened because it's already another beef day. Like yesterday was already another hump day. You know what they say, long days, short years. As I said yesterday, I got to take a different route home. I got to change up. Like, God, September 3rd. All right, what is your beef? That is my beef to start you off with. I've got a second beef I'll start you off with. My call screen is not loading. The hell is that? That's okay. Calls aren't important during the beef. Oh, wait, yes, they are. We'll work through it. What is your beef? Hit me up. 1-800-636-8686. Call with a beef. You know how this works. Get in, get out. I'm looking for rapid fire beefs. Also, if you want to write your beef in, go ahead and do that. Write one in on X. Hit me up at Jim Rome. Write us in the chat. Go to our YouTube channel. Hit me up on email, rome@haveatake.com. All right, what is your beef? Beef about anything you want, except for those two or three things that you can't beef about. If you don't know what they are, anything that James Kelly likes, don't beef about. And then you're safe. Let us start with my man in Charleston, Miles. Set the table, set the tone. My brother, what is your beef?
Rome, I've got a pretty strong beef with the dentist. She decided that our wonderful six-year-old daughter should be rewarded for getting into first grade. Not really sure what the reward is for that. And so the reward is the purchase, Jim, of a rabbit. Mm. That's right. A rat-like little animal that now lives in my house. I didn't know how long a rabbit lives, Jim. Guess what, buddy? 10 to 15 years. I got a beef with the dentist. I'm out, buddy.
Nice job, Miles. All right, so now we know Miles is an attorney who's married to a dentist. I also did not know the lifespan of a rabbit. 10 to 15 years, there's no way that's true. Yeah, but Miles, in your case, my boy, my guy, that rabbit will live beyond your daughter being at home. You'll be taking care of that rabbit when your daughter goes away to college. That's got to suck. Wow. Who knew? Who knew that rabbits had a lifespan of a decade or more? 1-800-636-86. Ron, in San Francisco. Ron, good to have you. What's your beef?
Hey, my beef. Thank you. Thank you for the bind. My beef today is the Cleveland Browns and their lack of getting a quarterback after 40-something years. Bernie Kosar was their last quarterback. Cleveland fans, why don't you picket the games until they get you a quarterback? Or you could do better by going out to the graveyard and digging up Otto Graham, who has 7 championships. Cleveland champions? No. But management needs to get it together. That's my beef, Jim. And with that, I feel better.
Glad you feel better. What? Are you a Cleveland transplant? Did you used to live in Cleveland, but now you're in Frisco? Well, where did that come from? Ron in San Francisco got that off his chest. Get it together, Cleveland. We've had 40 quarterbacks. Go dig up Otto Graham. Man, if you're that pissed in Frisco, can you imagine the vibe in Cleveland? They did have Baker Mayfield. He did win a playoff game. He did beat Pittsburgh. Did you see a piece in the Athletic today about Baker Mayfield and his new target? You know, he's got a chip on his shoulder, always. And, you know, this is a gigantic Baker Mayfield house. Now it's with Bucks management. He's got somebody else to prove wrong. 1-800-636-8686. Let's go to Dana Point. Jay in Dana Point. Jay, what's going on with your beef?
Yo, Rome, my beef is with RC car racers who crash on the fastest part of the track without telling other drivers. Your dead buggy just became a $1,500 speed bump. open your mouth before I turn both our cars into spare parts. Out.
Nice job, dude. That was different. 1-800-636-8686. I've never heard that beep before. And we've done this a long time. Rare is the beef segment where a beef comes up that I've not heard before, but I've never heard that beep before. So that wins. All right. I think I've actually loaded my screen, gentlemen. I think we're good. Let's go to Phoenix. Troy in Phoenix. Hey, Troy, good to have you, dude. What is your beef?
Hey, Jim, from different to the same, my beef is the same as it was last year with the Arizona Cardinals. Can we please drop the moniker that we are the NFL's farm club? Can we please drop that and start competing for some playoff victories? I mean, I know we're the OG original NFL franchise. I understand we came through the Chicago, through St. Louis. I know the town's full of OGs, and we are the original franchise. But can we please drop the moniker that we are the NFL's farm club? Hell, I know the stadium was built on the farm. I know we named it after the farm. But can we please stop signing Joe Bag of Donuts off the farm to NFL contracts so they can put game film down and instead put up playoff victories? Please. War of the Red Sea.
No. Made it to his war and then Alvin brought him up.
I don't like that comment.
Alvin gave me that look. And I know what that look is. That's Alvin's one more sentence and I'm going to hammer him look. And then he gave me that look and I'm like, here it comes. And then he got to the war and I thought he was going to be fine, but it didn't work out. My dude, I tried to help you out. I put Buda Baker on yesterday. I've had Mike LaFleur on. I've done my very best. The Cardinals, I know you're frustrated. You have every right to be. They've always been a good jungle team. I've done everything I can to give you the karma. But again, the karma is not the end all. We'll see what happens. Let's go to Oregon. Jeff, great to have you. Jeff, what is your beef?
Well, my beef, take my daughters up 2-hour drive to watch our favorite sprint car drivers, Tanner Holmes and James McFadden. Both of them wreck just as soon as the green flag drops. That drive, all that money, and our drivers wreck on the first lap. Now,
yeah, that's a drag. Is that not why you're there? To see them wreck? Just kidding. That's part of the sport, right? They wreck. I would even argue that some people are there to see the wrecks. But yeah, it does cost money, and you hate to see it happen right away. 1-800-636-8686, Buffalo. Let's go to Buffalo, see what's up. Chris in Buffalo. Good to have you, Chris. What's your beef?
Romy Rome. My beef is with radio commercials that use sirens and horns that sound like the real thing, so I feel like I'm being pulled over, or I'm looking for the ambulance, or I cut somebody off. And there's nothing actually there.
I got
not
you,
cool,
dude.
Bro. Yeah. Not cool.
That's
or
fair.
Or Jim and Fall River talking about a woman.
That's not a good call. No.
You don't like this. Is that how many talk that over me? When I was trying to get
not
rid of
a very
him?
Good call.
Are we done? Alvin's definitely in a mood today. I mean, I thought he was done. And then I jumped in, but he wasn't done. And then Alvin's like, now you're both done. Now I'm done. Alvin's like, I'm done with all of you. You too, Rome. 1-800-636-8686. You got old fashioned. You got teriyaki. You got hot and spicy. You got peppered. Let's go to the desert. I love the desert. Jim in Coachella. Jim, my dude, what is your beef?
James, my beef is with the Secret Service agent in the drive-thru. He said he wouldn't take my $20 bill because it had a tear on it. My man, it's got twos and zeros and serial numbers. So do me a favor, put some tape on it and give me my chicken.
Jim, I don't know, Jim. Maybe you could put some tape on it. Nobody wants a torn bill. 1-800-636-8686. Let's go to Tucson. Roy in Tucson. Good to have you, Roy. What's your beef?
Thanks for the vine, Jimmy. I'll tell you what my beef is. My beef is with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and why the king of surf guitar and the godfather of American heavy metal isn't in it, Dick Dale. We've all seen Pulp Fiction. I'll execute every one of you. Beep, 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 stop, move. Well, you don't need me singing the song. We all know the song, but come on, guys. Pull your heads out. Dick Dale belongs in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Jimmy, I'm out.
There you go. And we're not even talking about who's getting jammed for the NFL, Hall of Fame, MLB Hall of Fame. We're not talking about Canton. We're not talking about Springfield. We're not talking about Cooperstown. We're talking about, hey, where's the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Cleveland? Dick Dale. Cleveland does have the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I'll give them that.
The guy's name's Dick Fry?
Alvy, you're not helping him. You're hurting him, man. And you should not be putting him on the radio, man. Not after what he did earlier on the program. Austin, Texas. My man, Juan, in Austin. Juan, what's going on? What is your beef?
Romy, Rome, my beef is with Chatterbox Sauna Guy. Look, sweaty slob, I'm just here to get my sweat on. I'm not here to talk to weather, football, or how hot it is in here. Hey, bag, just sit there, shut your pie hole, get your sweat on. War Arch Madness out.
Nice job, Juan. I like saunas. I just don't like sharing saunas. Hey, I mean, you're a better man than me, Juan. At least you'll share the sauna. You just don't want to talk to anybody in the sauna. I really don't want to be in the sauna with anybody other than me. Back in the big house on the hill, I had a sauna in the gym. And I want to say that I lived in that house probably 7 years before I actually... 7 years up in that sauna. 7 years, and I never once went in the sauna.
7 years up in
that was jungle Tourette's in real time. And then one day, I had a workout, and I'd read something or heard something and heard the benefits of it. I mean, I'd actually never even turned the thing on in 7 years. I don't even know if it worked. And I thought, you know what? Man, I'm going to try this. I'm going to get in that sauna after the workout. Damn, I loved it. I'm like, what was I doing for 7 years? I've had a sauna in my home, in my gym, and I never used it. And then I loved it. But there wasn't a bunch of old sweaty people in there with me. Nobody talked me in there either. Let's stay in Texas. Dallas. Ross in Dallas. Good to have you, Ross. What's your beef?
Hey, Jim. My beef is with first-time, long-time guy. Why do people say that? Is it to butter your biscuit or establish credibility? Also, what's the threshold of long time? Months, years, decades? No one cares. Give me the short-time, first-time guy.
Nice job, Ross. You kind of sound like Miles. He almost argued like Miles. He sounded like Miles, and he almost had the logic of Miles and the sense of humor of Miles. Miles, you didn't just go Ross in Dallas, did you? 1-800-636-8686. Pensacola, Eddie. Eddie, what's your beef?
Hey, what's up, Romy? Hey, I had to move all the way from Montgomery to get to Pensacola to hear you again, brother. I hadn't called since 2004.
Good looking
my
out.
Beef with Jerry Sandusky trying to get early parole to cut the ribbon at the Joe Paterno Museum inside Beaver Stadium. What the hell is wrong with you? We're damn clowns!
Hey, Eddie, maybe you could speak up. I couldn't hear you. His beef is with Jerry Sandusky trying to get an early release in order to cut the ribbon at the Joe Paterno Museum. And what the hell is wrong with all of you? It's the family experience room and not the museum if we want to be technically sound.
Family.
Because not only do I want to get it correct, it's actually way creepier. But not as creepy as a Sandusky family room. Family experience, excuse me. Anyway, I almost got to it yesterday. I almost gave you my thoughts on Creepy Valley. Happy Valley yesterday. I didn't quite get there. Next.
Can you hear me, Martha?
It's the Family Football Experience Room. The Joe Paterno Family Football Experience Room.
Family?
What could go on in that room? What would that experience consist of? We're all trying to move beyond that, y'all. Why won't you let us? And there it is. I don't want to make light of this at all, but I'm just creeped out. Like, I'm afraid that old man Sandusky is just going to pop out of the back of that thing. Like, here I am.
Are you sexually attracted to young boys, to underage boys?
Am I sexually attracted to
yes.
underage boys? Sexually attracted? You know, no, I enjoy young people. I love to be around them. But no, I'm not sexually attracted.
Yeah, weirdo, that was the answer. No. It would have been a lie, but the answer was no. Don't repeat the question. Don't talk about how you love being around young people. Just no. Lie. See, I'm looking at that picture right now, and that's the worst part about that. So the paternal family obviously is very proud of that, the experience. But when I look at that, I don't see Jopa. I see Jerry. Yeah, and I know. Jopa knew nothing. Oh, okay. That's why it's Creepy Valley. And that's why that's not a good idea. Somebody's got to get me to halftime. Please. Why not Kansas? Kenny in Kansas. Kenny, what's your beef?
Hey, Jim. My beef is all these people are complaining about how hot it is. I know how hot it is. I can read the thermometer. It's 102 out this afternoon. Well, let me tell you this. That's the same guy who's complaining about wintertime, shoveling snow. Just remember, I've never had to shovel sunshine. Rock chalk, Jim.
Rock chalk. Yeah, how about we just don't complain about anything? That's my thing. That's my biggest thing. How about we don't complain about anything? Hey, Rome, easy for you to say. No. I could find lots of things to complain about, actually. Easy for you to say, Rome. No. We can all find things to complain about. How about we don't? I'll give you one good reason why we shouldn't. We're all on the right side of the dirt. Let's stop complaining.
People complain a lot, man.
Exactly. People complain a lot. I'll do you one better. Not only do I have that statement, I have your solution. Instead of complaining, find solutions. There you go. Your life is already 50% better. I guarantee it. If you stop complaining and you live in the solution, if you stop complaining and find a solution, if you stop complaining and realize, wait a minute, I'm the problem. All I have to do is find the solution. There, you're welcome. Your life is already 50% better. Trust me. When we come back, the second half of the beef segment, the write-in portion of the beef segment. It is O Rewards Member Appreciation Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, buy 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive 2x O Rewards points. Plus, get a $10 O'Reilly gift card and receive a 2311 diecast after rebate. While supplies last, terms and conditions do apply. See store for details. Choose Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil today. Do not miss O Rewards Member Appreciation Month. It's going on right now. So stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or shop online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
I'll tell you something great about the beef segment that slipped my mind momentarily. I forgot to solicit video beefs, and yet here they are. It's already in the DNA. It's already in the system. I love it. Didn't even ask for them, and here they are. You can beef via video. You can call in. You can write in, or you can Zoom in. Let's go to Eric in the South Side with a video beef. Eric, my dude, what is your beef?
Hey, Jim. What's up, clones? My beef is very simple. I need your help, Alvy. I need your manila folder. I'm in the hotel room, and I get out of the shower, and this is what I see.
Oh, no, dude. Holy.
Disgusting.
Bro, where are you? Dude, that roach is giant. I think that's even bigger than the last roach that we saw here that motivated me to call the exterminator. Luckily, we didn't see another one. Dude, that one was giant. Where are you, bro? Wait, come on. I need deets. That damn near was a rabbit. Wow. He just went live. I love a guy that sees a roach and isn't like, oh, damn. I'm going to stomp that out. Or, oh, damn, I'm not going near that. My man immediately turns the phone. He thinks to himself, I'm going to call Rome with a beef. I'm going to turn the phone on that roach. Eric, nice job. Wow. All right, another video beef. This one from my guy Bergie in Florida. Bergie, that's going to be tough to follow, but dude, what is your beef?
Romy, Bergie in Florida here. We're entering hurricane season, and my beef is with this Gulf of Mexico, which took us out 2 years ago, crushed our whole neighborhood. It's looking peaceful now, but it's got the vitriol of Matt in L.A. going after Sprinkles in Wichita when it gets angry. So let's keep a peaceful one this year. Outro.
Nice job, Bergie.
Outro.
Listen, for those of you who want me to run him for resetting who he was, that rule does not apply to the video. When they send the video, what they're saying, they're establishing who they are. It's okay. So if normally I go to the phones and I say, hey, Bergie in Florida, what's up? Hey, Rome, it's Bergie in Florida. He's going to get hammered.
You puke.
But if it's on tape, it's all right. Let me just get out in front of that. Let's go to another video beef. This one is sent in. How about that? This one is sent in from Al in Iowa. Al, what's your beef?
Hey, Jim. First, I'd like to give a shout out to V for last week's great equalizer video. Nice job, man. And real quick here, DoorDash Kevin, now that you've delivered everybody's sandwiches, why don't you pretend to be a Lyft driver? Get a job as an Uber driver for some new content.
Hey, just a minute, will ya?
But that's not why I made the video, Jim. Oh, yeah. My beef is with my crappy GE appliances that all decided to take a big dump on their pants last week. Come on, GE. Must be that crazy repairman. Hope he's not a big pile of ish like the appliances. War IRA Craig, feeling like a millionaire if he had a bathtub like that fake 49ers. Out.
He zooms in with a one sheet saying hashtag officially smack off season. Al, bro, I can't knock the hustle. I really can't. That in and of itself is not good enough to designate the start of smack off season. However, the T, the I Heart Strippers T, was strong. Nice touch with that. My man was auditioning for the smack off. He badly wanted golden ticket. Hey, listen, dude, I like that. I like that energy. It wasn't good enough, but I can't knock the hustle. I like the effort. I like the energy. Nice job. All right, so three video beefs, and I didn't even solicit. All right, let's go to some writing beefs. At Lefty's Locks, I've got a beef with Works Out on Vacation Guy. No, dude, disagree. I have a beef with you about that. No, I think working out on vacation is mandatory. Here's my mindset on that. Number one, based on what I'm consuming on vacation, I'm going to be extremely fat when I come back if I don't work out. And number two, because I'm on vacation, I'm not in my normal grind. So my feeling is I have no excuse not to work out. Maybe you take a couple of days as part of your normal like recovery and vacation. But if I normally grind out early in the morning in the office, all day in the office, some prep at night, trying to jam that workout in, which I never want to do. If I get up in the morning on vacation and I have nothing to do but sit at the beach, hell yes, I'm going to work out. In fact, I feel like a lot less if I don't work out. So I really disagree with that take. Just me. Hey, Rome, eating in a restaurant with a million empty tables and the server seats a family of 12 in the booth behind us.
A million.
Paul in Tucson. That's his beef. Hey, Jim, my beef today is with golf courses ripping us all off on cart rentals. If I go alone, I pay full price. If I go with a friend, we both pay full price. Seriously, how is this a thing? How is the cost not split between the two of us? One cart should be one flat rate, no matter how many people are in it. Makes absolutely no sense. Do better. Dustin in Peoria. Bro, for real. For real. That's a legit beef right there, man. That is some bull crap. Vincent Fresno, my beef. Tools on motorcycles who create their own lanes. Isn't that why they have motorcycles? Oh, Smacker. My beef is with getting into work early and having to make eye contact with the poor schmuck who empties my trash bin. Mike in the Bay. My beef is with my daughter. When we head out to the patio to burn the cron and I puff then pass, she's never ready to receive the pass. She's either brushing her hair or social media surfing. Hey, kid, when it's time for business, the best ability is availability. Michael T., that's different. All right, Mike, I like it. Darren writes, my beef is tipping culture. I'll tip for actual service, but handing me a beer does not require 25%. At this point, I'm surprised self-checkout doesn't ask for a tip for watching me do its job. Pimp in the Box. My beef is with all those losers who hate anybody who is from L.A. or Southern California. They hate the state. They hate the Dodgers. They despise those who grew up in Cali. Whiskey, Tango, Foxtrot. California is a great place to be from. We got it all. War SoCal and unwar all the haters. Thanks, Pimp. John in the Duke City, ABQ 505. Hey, Rome, my beef is that Stan Kroenke bought the Angels instead of the Rockies. Matt in Colorado. I see you working. It says, I have beef with people who try to discredit the Smackoff win of one Eric Double D Silkinson. Mr. Sub Bra. Mooby Dick, the great white whale. It was the best call of that day. You can't take away the guy's one grand slam just because he struck out his other 999 at-bats. But ayo, playa. Maybe not the best idea to go by a moniker that also happens to be the name of the clothing item that you so desperately need to wear. Jeff and SLC wore the Utes winning the Big 12. Maybe don't go by a moniker that also happens to be the name of clothing that you desperately need to wear. Brah.
Brah.
My beef is with the cat's sentence. There's no way the guy is not driving for 5 years. It will start with around the neighborhood only, et cetera, et cetera. I've seen it a million times. That's Andrew private. In the PHX. I think we all had that same reaction. It's pretty hard to imagine that guy not driving for 5 years. I mean, come on. The cat's not going to drive for 5 years. Even the judge said, I'm telling you, dude, I mean it. 5 years is 5 years. You drive once, your ass will be right back in jail. Immediately to jail. Come on, that dude's not going to drive for 5 years. Get out of here with that. This one. Hey, Portland woman. I paid to see a concert, not you and your hairy, tatted legs, dirty feet, and dingy burlap sack dresses gyrating in a wine-fueled stupor. If people want to see sloppy skanks dance, they go to strip clubs in Southeast PDX. Sit down or, quote, dance on the side, granola munchers. Tom in the PDX, and Portland woman is still taking some. My beef is with NHTSA. Why do they insist on shoving lame rhymes down our throats? If you hit the bottle, don't roll the throttle. What the hell does that even mean? Stick with click it or ticket. Bro, disagree. Exactly. Get the hell get out of here with that. You don't like I love NHTSA's like rhymes. I love NHTSA. I love their message. I love their business. I love their copy. As somebody who's got to read their copy, I love their copy. I love their rhymes. I wish they were more aggressive. NHTSA always has a powerful message, but in years past, they have been really aggressive with their copy and their commercials. I want them to go even more aggressively. Hey, yo, bro, you're going to enjoy your R&R this three-day weekend? But let me tell you something. If you hit that bottle, don't you roll that throttle. You know what that means. Don't act like you don't know what that means. Hey, Jim, my beef is I am desperate for attention. Signed, Donnie X. Henderson, Nevada, out. Bro, at least you're honest. You're a loser, but at least you're honest. I can somehow get with an honest loser. What I don't like are losers that won't own that they're losers. You, my friend, are a loser.
Loser.
At least you own it. This says, my beef is that Wheat Hill Mobile Park community is not showing the love, support, and respect that the hooker community deserves. Signed, Rona in New Mexico. I love that. I love that. What she is saying, if Rona's a she, that's Jed Pork's community. Like, they're trying to wash their hands of it. Like, hey, man, we are not a hooker community. Why are you not respecting hookers? What, you think you're better than them? What's so bad about being a hooker community? Why? Well, we're not a hooker community. What's wrong with a hooker community? What, you think you're better than them? Super chat. Cujo knows. My beef is with anyone over the age of 11 playing with RC cars. All right. A beef in response to a beef. I like it. I need somebody to walk me off. Who's walking me off? Back to the phones. I mean, you know, I'm going to Santa Barbara, right to the front. Ryan in Santa Barbara, my man. Ryan, what is your beef?
My beef is with old ladies in line wearing a bikini and a short skirt at Smart and Final, and I'm just trying to check out to get my Velveeta so I can make my nachos for college game day.
Wow, my man. That was a lot. Velveeta nachos for college game day. And you can't get checked out because of old ladies in bikinis and short skirts. I can't walk off on that, can I? Let me check my screen quickly. Let's go to another amazing town. Two of the best towns ever. Two of the greatest towns in this country. And I've lived in both of them. Some of the best times of my life. Santa Barbara and San Diego. Avi in San Diego. Avi, what's your beef?
Hey, Rome. I've got a beef with Hard Knocks. The Seahawks? What, am I supposed to be entertained with this hour-long milieu of about white guys and their toddlers interspersed with slow-mo bald eagle shots and Starbucks promos? Should have gone with Raiders, HBO. You've got a number one pick, Kirko Chains resurrecting to fight Crosby, pretty boy Brady lurking in the background, macking on some watercress pellets while getting his plasma sucked out of him. Come on, give me drama, not this Disney Pacific Northwest disaster.
Nice job, bro. I'm going to walk off on that. Well done. All right, there is your beef segment. 40 minutes. 40-minute beef segment. Well done, clones. Very well done. My thanks to my pals at Old Trapper for making that possible. We'll come back and wrap things up. Not done yet. If you want to get in here on any topic or anything at all, hit me up. 1-800-636-8686 or find me on any of the other platforms. We will come back and wrap it next.
You're listening to The Jim Rome Show.
All right, welcome back. I've got some breaking news and some reaction that I didn't get to that's worth getting to. JJ Sportmode nailed this one. LOL, at Big Head Betts, won't take his hat off. Just like wide receiver Love won't take off that gamer 49er helmet.
Laugh out loud.
Wore bigger flight deck. Neither one of them will take their hats off. All right, some breaking news. Pete Thamel with this. Sources. UNC football GM Michael Lombardi has resigned from his position. He had been on paid leave in the wake of an internal investigation.
Mike Lombardi!
So he's out. Man, that could not have gone any worse. So Bill Belichick enters this year, and the thinking seemed to have been, if he has another terrible year, he probably won't make it back for year three. And then TCU is served up on a silver platter. Like, TCU smacked them last year. And then TCU, they go overseas, they go to Ireland, they play this game, and TCU, you could see it a mile away, right? And I should have. And I went the other way. I actually laid the points in that game. But I should have seen this a mile away because Sonny Dykes, who I like, but Sonny Dykes is banning the one newspaper that covers that program for, like, the worst reason, almost no reason. And on top of that, you've got a player who assaults, sucker punches, and kicks in the head a teammate in the locker room to the point where he's hospitalized with brain bleed. Obviously, they were not ready for that game. So they go overseas. They get beat. Belichick gets a win he absolutely has to have, because he's there. You've already got the Lombardi thing. You've got Steve Belichick, who has health problems, and you have no D coordinator. And somehow Belichick gets a TCU team that's not right, and he wins. And had to have it. And now we're talking about, oh, Belichick's back. Belichick's not back. You know, what does that mean? Do we see them totally differently? All right, so you're going to be a 5-win team instead of a 4-win team, which brings me back to Mike Lombardi, who you've heard on the show a number of times, and I always did well with Mike. I don't know exactly what he did, but he did something really regrettable to be put on paid leave in the first place, and now he just is out. He resigned. So something bad happened. We don't know what it was, and I'm not going to speculate. But there's that bit of news. So Lombardi's now officially out. The Athletic, with this breaking news, former NFL quarterback and broadcaster Mark Sanchez has filed a motion to plead guilty in that case connected to an altercation in downtown Indianapolis last October in which he was stabbed, according to online court records. More from The Athletic. Sanchez filed the motion Thursday in Marion County Superior Court. The motion also requested a sentencing hearing. The former Fox broadcaster was charged with unauthorized entry of a motor vehicle, public intoxication, endangering the life of another, and 2 counts of battery resulting in bodily injury. A jury trial was scheduled to begin Tuesday. All right, so he filed a motion to plead guilty ahead of that jury trial that was supposed to start on Tuesday. Now we wait and see. And remember, he has filed a motion to plead guilty and he was stabbed. So I hope that that guy was like Sanchez. I hope he got the help he needed. He obviously needed a lot of help. All right, so those two stories. Other reaction before I wrap this thing up. On the chat. At 11 Hondo, LeBag running the Lakers greater than Uncle Dennis running the Clippers. You know what? You're right. LeBag was not a good GM. LeBag did not do a good job of running the Lakers, but he did do a better job of running the Lakers than Uncle Dennis did of running the Clippers. LeBag never cost the Lakers 5 first-round draft picks. Now, he made some bad personnel decisions, but he never did that. Team. Finish W. Embrace the suck equals embrace the unk. See, they didn't have to embrace the unk. That's the whole point. That point that I made about Jeannie Buss, when the unk went to the Lakers and he wanted a piece of ownership and was making all these demands, say what you want about Jeannie Buss and the way she ran that team. She immediately pushed back and said, absolutely not. That's against the rules. That's illegal. No, we're not doing that. She made it clear that such perks were illegal and would not be considered. She shut that down right away. Right away. The Clippers should have shut that down right away. That's what I mean about Ballmer. That goes against the argument also, by the way, that everybody's doing it. You know, the thing that I used to always say, and I still do, if you're not cheating, you're not trying. And it's only cheating if you get caught. Well, they got caught. Everybody's doing it. Everybody's not doing it. They weren't even doing it across town. She shut that down immediately. Immediately. Huge call brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Buy 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive 2x O Rewards points. Plus, get a $10 gift card and receive 2311 diecast after rebate. Terms and conditions do apply. Get details at O'Reilly Auto Parts. All right, my thanks to Mark Schlereth, James Kelly, Dan Wojcicki. Tremendous beef segment. Hey, do me a favor. If you get a chance, check out our podcast. Episode number 424, to Ron Armstead is great. Had a lot of fun. I did that with him yesterday. Also, I've got a Reinvention Project pod, which is live with Daryl Strawberry. So if you want to go that route, do that. All right. Thank you very much. See you all tomorrow. We're out.
Without LifeLock, fixing identity theft on your own sounds a lot like this.
There are 77 callers ahead of you.
That's why LifeLock has experts who make the endless calls if your identity is stolen so you won't have to, and restores your identity backed by up to $3 million in coverage.
There are 73 callers ahead of you.
Don't leave your identity in limbo. Get LifeLock. Save up to 30% your first year at LifeLock.com/podcast. Terms apply.